So number one is exposure. Number two, which is my number one activator, fear of losing something. Fear of losing something. We could put this in the category of, what if you fear losing respect from other people? What if you have a sense of rejection? What if you, when you have a sense of rejection, you contract? See, when I feel a sense of rejection, see, every day I win and every day I lose. Every day I win some deals and every day I lose some deals. Everybody get that? So today I started off with a win. Remember, I told you I'm trying to get to $25,000 minimum, $41,667 per day. I started off this morning with a 10-5 commitment. So that's 10-5 toward the 25. That's a win. But there's going to be somebody today who goes, you know what? I just think I can do it, blah, 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 you know, whatever the case may be. And I'm going to go, thank you. I owe you. And instead of getting distracted by that, instead of going to negative town on that, I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go get one. I'm going to go get another one just to show you. I'm going to go get two more today just to show you I can do it. Thank you. I owe you. See, if you have a sense of rejection and that sense of rejection causes you to contract, then you need to go, okay, I need to change this. I need to learn how to change fear to my friend. I feel fear and I do it anyway. I feel fear and I take an action. I feel a sense of rejection and I use that sense of rejection. I feel a sense of disappointment. I use that sense of disappointment, right? Because some of you are still remembering failure. Confidence is a memory of success. It is an internal knowing that you can create or manifest what you see in your mind, even when other people don't believe you can. We had a young man who came yesterday from my hometown. And he sent me a text message last night. And it was so interesting what he said to me. It was so interesting what he said to me, because he said, man, you've been a huge hero of mine, coach. And he said, and my dad told me, if people in our hometown is talking about you, coach, you must be doing something. And I thought that was so interesting, because that means people in my hometown must be talking about me. Debbie, you see that? And he said, man, they're hating on you for doing big things, coach. But you actually have been a huge inspiration and hero to me from my hometown, because a kid grew up in my hometown. And he came here yesterday and sat. I didn't know who he was. He said, man, I've been watching you, and it's been such an inspiration to me. See, I don't care about all the people who've been negative. What I care about the people is I can help. Fear is my friend. And this is something I learned at 25 years old. Okay? And I learned it through a terrible breakdown of rejection that I felt. All of my confidence was tied up in what somebody else thought about me. One person, it didn't matter if 1,000 people believed in me. One person didn't believe in me, and I let that one person control me. And I changed my mind. After that, I totally changed my mind about fear and rejection. And it was one of the best things that I ever did. If I could teach you that, how to remove this hesitation, how to remove this fear in you, how to remove this sense of, man, I'm afraid of being embarrassed. If I could remove this in you, how valuable would that be for the rest of your life? See, that's a skill set I can teach you, how to be remarkably bold. So number two, now that you know this, it's like fear's going to creep in today, and I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to take a step. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to get in the game. I'm going to get off the See, fear is your friend. Remember, fear, negative emotion. That's what the dictionary says. But who said the dictionary's got to be right? It's all made up. My definition of fear in the book Flip the Switch, fear is a positive emotion that is absolutely necessary to activate one's prey drive. See, fear is good. Number three, a competition. So number three is, There is a competitor out there, and I believe you need a game to play. I believe you need a trophy to win, even if it's in the own mind. See David Goggins, the famous Navy SEAL, it's always out there running and he's real tough. He talks about having a trophy case in your mind. There's not physical trophies. See, I won a lot of physical trophies in my life as a basketball coach. I don't even know where those trophies are. I think they're in some storage unit somewhere. Okay, the championship trophies are back at the school that I won. They're not at my house, but guess where they are? In my mind. And anytime I'm having a bad day, Natalie, anytime I'm having a bad day, Brittany Grant, here's what I tell myself. I know how to win. Confidence is a memory of success. It is not a memory of failure. So I'm a competitor. I know how to win. I was coaching this young kid that's going to West Point, and his dad was a very successful businessman. And he said, would you work with my son? And I said, I'll do a few sessions with him on a confident mind. And I just did a few sessions with him. Then I brought in a psychologist to work with him. He sent me a message just the other day. He said, my son was just nominated for Allstate, coach. He said, just a small amount of work you did with him helped teach him how to use competition in his life and to always have a competitor to get better and to know how to win. See, now he's got confidence. And he said, he's Allstate performer. I just wanted to share that with you. And I said, man, that made my whole day. See, just a little bit of work. Just a little bit of work. See, there's something called the sewer cycle and the success cycle. I didn't teach this yesterday. So this is material you got for showing up today. The sewer cycle starts with one negative thought. This is going to be hard. I'm scared. I don't know if I can do it. Because of that negative thought, you have a negative unconscious emotion, fear, doubt, worry, insecurity. Because of the unconscious emotion, it causes tax on the body. The body constricts. The body tightens up. The body is under pressure. Blood pressure goes up. Guess what that leads to? Low or negative performance. The success cycle starts with a positive thought. This is going to be awesome. You know, I was telling myself back there when I was cutting my hair, getting ready to do this with y'all today. Okay, if you don't think my haircut is high maintenance, you've lost your mind. I got to cut my hair every day. And then sometimes it grows during the day. I got to cut it again at night when I got another event. Just sitting there growing all day long. Now, I was back there cutting my hair this morning, and I thought, you know what? These people are going to show up. They're going to grow up, and they're going to deliver. There's going to be a high percentage of these people who move forward with me. They know they need the coaching. I am the perfect coach for them. This is going to be fun. This is going to be enjoyable. This is going to be exciting. And I'm going to have the time of my life today coaching these people. Positive thought. That leads you to positive unconscious emotion, excitement, enthusiasm. The body produces joy chemicals. That leads to looseness. Like, hey, this don't have to be stressful. This can be fun. That leads to high performance. Sewer cycle, success cycle, fantasizing, catastrophizing, vivid visualization, negative town. See, that's one tool I teach people, because some of you said yesterday you wake up with anxiety in the morning. And you know why you wake up with anxiety? Because the way you talk to yourself. The way you talk to yourself. This is going to be hard. I can't do this. I'm under pressure. You got to wake up and go, this is going to be fun. We're going to find a way to win. See, me talking to the young lady in Canada today, she woke up in anxiety. I don't know how to have this event. I need to cancel it. No, ma'am. You're going to the sewer cycle. This is going to be great. Can you get 50 people in a room? Because if you could get 50 people in a room, I'm going to come up to Canada. It's going to be an incredible experience. They're going to love it. You're going to love it. And I know good things are going to happen. So can I count on you to do this? Yes, I can do this. Okay, great. Let's go do it then. See, competition is an activator, a prey drive. Now, if you marry that with embarrassment, I may say to her, look, you had a vision, you didn't fulfill the vision. How does it make you feel? You know what she's going to say? I'm embarrassed. Use the embarrassment to go make it work. Okay? So embarrassment is is it's like, man, I know I can perform. Why did I perform at such a low level? See, when I'm working with people, I may ask them, man, you got greatness in you. Why are you performing at such a low level when I expect so much from you? You're so talented. You have such skill. Help me to understand why you're playing at this level.